All right. Very good. I find for me that coming to the table is a defining moment in my relationship with Christ.
我发现当我来到这杯之前的时候，就好像是我能够对我的和主的关系一个定义，我和主的关系的时刻。
And there's something that happens spiritually in us when we don't take communion by routine, but when we take it because of the power and the presence of Christ in our lives.
在我们的内心中有些属灵的改变，所以我们能够在领受这，我们有规律来领受这饼这杯的时候，我们可以感受到这样的改变。
And I find for me it's just a reminder of what Jesus said to his disciples, and he said, "Hey, listen, this is the new covenant that I'm giving to you."
而且每当这个时候，我就回想到主耶稣他跟他的门徒所说的话，告诉他们说，这是我跟你所立的新约。
And it's just a constant reminder of his love and his faithfulness for us.
他也这样的饼和领受这样的饼和杯，让我们时刻的能够牢记主耶稣他对我们的爱和他的信实。
We're going to work with that theme here today, this covenant. And we're going to begin a new series on the idea of covenants in the scripture.
那我们今天要证道的主题的话，就是和我们所立的约有关系。
It's really kind of a remarkable thing when you look at the covenants that are listed in scripture. And over the next few times that I preach and share with you, we're going to take a look at three of the covenants that God made with his people and for all of the human race.
神和他的子民和所有的人类所立的约，真是一个非常奇妙的事情。那我们再开始一个新的一个正道的一个系列讲座。那我们在接下来的几次正道当中，我们会来讨论一下神和我们所立的三条约。
So are you ready to jump into the word today? You good?
大家准备好了吗？
Yeah? Okay. Good, good, good. So I want us to do two primary things here this afternoon. First, I want us to take a kind of a quick general overview of the covenants that we'll be looking at. And then I want us to specifically take a look at the very first covenant that we find in Scripture.
好，那我们今天下午的话，我们主要是有两个重点。第一的话，我们要看一看我们神和我们所立的约是怎么样一回事。第二点我们要看的就是我们要特别的看看神所立的第一个约。
So to start us off, if you're taking notes, this would be a great time to take some notes because these thoughts here are not in your notes, in your bulletin, but I want to encourage you to jot some thoughts down along the way.
如果大家是有这样记笔记的习惯的话，我鼓励大家，因为现在这是个记笔记的很好的时候，因为等下我要讲的这个信息并没有印在周报上面。
So if we're looking through scripture, what we would find when it comes to this idea of covenants is that there are eight different covenants that are talked about within the scripture.
好了，在圣经当中我们可以仔细的看的话，我们会发现有八条约。
And so today we're going to be looking at the covenant that God made with Adam in the Garden of Eden.
那我们今天要看的约的话是神和亚丹在伊甸园中所立的约。
And then next month when I share, we'll be taking a look at the second covenant that God made with Adam as a result of Adam's sin.
那我们下个月的话呢，我们可以看到神和亚丹立的第二个约，这个约的话和亚丹所犯的罪有关。
And then in November, we'll be looking at the covenant that God made with Noah.
那在11月份的话，我们要看神与诺亚所立的约。
And in addition to these three, we won't have time to cover the rest, but there are two covenants that God made with Abraham.
那除了这三条约以外，我们其他的呢，我们没有时间来证道。其中有两条的话是神和亚伯拉罕立的约。
There's one covenant that he made with Moses and one with David.
那另外有一个呢是和摩西所立的约，还有一条是和大卫所立的约。
And then the new covenant that he made through Christ, with Christ and for us, we just celebrated here today.
那还有一个就是他借着主耶稣基督所立的新约。
Now, I don't know how you do with facts and kind of interesting things, but when I talk to you about the eight covenants, let me just kind of give you some interesting information about these eight covenants that are covered here in Scripture.
好，那么首先我们来看看关于圣经当中关于这八条约的一些有趣的一些事实。
Now, out of these eight covenants, five of them were made exclusively with the nation and the people of Israel.
啊，那在这八条约当中，其中有五条约的话是特别适合以色列民所立的。
Okay, so when we're looking at scripture and we come across this covenant that God made, we need to know that most of them were made exclusively and specifically for His chosen people.
啊，那我们在讨论这个神所立的约的时候，我们要知道，其中有五条约的话是特别和他所拣选的以色列民所立的。
And then the other three covenants, out of the eight, were made with mankind in general. So that would include us here.
啊，那剩下的这个三条约的话呢，就是和人我们通常所说的人类所立的约。
Now, if we started categorizing the covenants, what we would also find here is that there are two types of covenants, and it's important for us when we're looking at these covenants to distinguish between these two different types in order to have a real clear picture of what the Bible teaches us.
好，那我们在看这所立的这八条约的时候，其实我们可以分出有两类的约。我们能够很好的能够区分这两类的话，能够让我们对神所立的约有一个更好的认知。
And so, if we're categorizing, I wish I had kind of a drawing thing I could do for you today, but if we're categorizing these covenants, the first type of covenant that God made with His people, if you're writing this down, here it is a conditional covenant.
啊，那我希望我有一个黑板或者可以来写出来。那我们看到神所立的约的话，第一类的约的话是有条件的约。
And so a conditional covenant really just means that it's a mutual covenant that God proposes to man, and it's characterized by this formula. God says to us this, if you will do this, then I will do this.
那这个有条件的约的话，其实就是神向人所提出的约，而且是一个相互的约。它通常以如果你怎么怎么样，我就怎么这样的形式来出现。
And it's in that understanding that where God promises to grant special blessings to man with the expectation that man fills certain conditions, that's where we get conditional covenants, contained within that covenant.
啊，这立约的双方都有这样的认知，认识到如果人立约的一方完成了约中所规定的条件的话，神就会赐福于人。
Now, within this, we have to know that our failure to do so, our failure to fulfill the requirements in that covenant, will often result in having to deal with the consequences or the punishment for not fulfilling that covenant.
同样的话，如果我们没有能够做到约中所规定的条件的话，那带来的结果的就是诅咒。
And so, our response to the conditional covenants that are within Scripture will bring either blessings into our lives, or if we're disobedient, they will bring curses to our lives.
啊，所以我们对这个约中所立的约中的条件，我们的反应，我们不论是悖逆还是服从的话，可以带来不同的结果，既可以带来祝福的结果，也可以带来咒诅的结果。
And the blessings that are talked about here are secured by our obedience, and we must meet the conditions of the covenant before God will meet His.
那只有当我们能够完成约中所规定的条件的话，神的祝福才能够真正的降临。
All right, so if you're interested, if we're mapping out these covenants, two of the eight covenants in Scripture are conditional.
那我们来看看在圣经的这八个约当中，有两个约是属于这有条件的约。
And the one that we're looking at today, called the Edenic covenant, is a conditional covenant, and then the Mosaic covenant is also a conditional covenant.
然后一个是我们今天要看的，在伊甸园所立的约是属于有条件的约。那还有一个的话是和摩西所立的约也是有条件的约。
Okay, so just as a reminder, so the conditional covenants, two out of the eight, are built around the formula of if we will do what God is calling us to do, then He will bless us in return for that.
那所以我们再重复一下，在八条约当中有两条约是属于有条件的约，也就是我们要能够完成约中所规定的事情，神的祝福就会降临。
Now the second type of covenant is called the unconditional covenant.
那第二种约的话呢，我们叫做是无条件的约。
So we have the conditional covenant. If I will do what God's asking me to do, then He will do what He said He would do. And then the unconditional covenant is this. It's a sovereign act of God where he unconditionally obligates himself to bring to pass definite blessings and conditions for the covenant people.
啊, 那和这个有条件的约不同, 无条件的约的话, 其实是有主权的神, 他无条件的要把他的祝福带给与他所立约的民。
And basically what that means, if we're going to kind of characterize this by some formula, basically the formula for this unconditional covenant that God gives to us is this. God just simply says, this is what I'm going to do. I will do this.
啊,那主要用一句话来表征这样的约的话,这样的约常常用神将要怎么怎么样来表达他立意,要将祝福带给他立约的名。
And so when God lays down an unconditional covenant in Scripture, he is declaring his determination to do exactly as he has promised.
啊, 这也表明神他决意要实现他的承诺。
And the blessings that come within this unconditional covenant are secured simply by the grace of God.
啊, 那和这个无条件约所带来的这个, 无条件约所带来的祝福的话, 完全是因为神的恩典而有了保障。
Now there might be some conditions in this type of covenant where God requests the covenanted one to fulfill something out of gratitude.
啊, 那我们看到像这种无条件约当中, 可能也会有一些的条件, 他也许神要立约的名, 出于一种感恩的心来完成。
But they are not themselves the basis of God's desire and promise to fulfill what he has covenanted with his people.
啊, 但这些的话不成为神所要实现他的应许的一个必要条件，也不是他实现他的应许的一个基础。
Okay, are you with me so far?
大家明白吗？
Okay? All right. Okay, I got a couple of yeses. All right, very, very good. So we have the conditional covenant. God says, I will if you will. Then we have the unconditional covenant where God says, listen, this is what I'm going to do, period.
啊, 我刚才提到有两种约，一种是 有条件的约，就是他立约的名，这面做的话，神就会如此做。那第二种是无条件的约，就是神他无条件的要将祝福带给立约的名。Two
of the eight covenants are conditional, okay? Now that means that six out of the eight covenants are unconditional, and I'll share those with you here in just a moment.
啊, 所以两条约的话是 有条件的约,
and so those the remaining six covenants that are unconditional would be the Adamic covenant, which is the second part of the covenant that God made with Adam, and I'll talk to you about it next month.
那这六个无条件的约的话，就包括有神与亚当所立的第二条约。
Then there's the covenant he made with Noah and the covenant he made with Abraham.
还有诺亚和诺亚所立的约和亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Now with the Abraham covenant, there were two parts. One he made exclusively with Abraham, but then there was the Palestinian, okay? That word is in the news lately, right? There's the Palestinian or the land covenant. That's a really interesting covenant that God made with Abraham and the children of Israel.
那和亚伯拉罕所立的约的话，其实包括两个部分。第一个部分是单独和亚伯拉罕所立的约，那第二个立的约的话，是亚伯拉罕，是神给亚伯拉罕的一个应许之地的这样的一个约。And
then there's the Davidic covenant, and then the New or Christ covenant that are all the rest of the unconditional covenants in Scripture.
那最后无条件的约里面还包括了和大卫所立的约和我们讲的新约。Okay,
so I hope you're with me. I know this is some of the detail and some of the facts, but if we get into it, it's really interesting because when we come across covenants in the Scripture, we'll be able to understand it a little bit better.
啊,我知道这些都是非常细节的一些东西,但是如果我们明白这些细节的话,我们对于神所立的约就有个更好的认知。
So when it comes to these unconditional covenants that God made with Israel, there are probably some things that we want to point out about these unconditional covenants before we jump into the message here this morning.
好，那在开始我们今天的信息之前的话呢，我们想再花点时间来看看神和我们所立的这无条件的约有些什么样的一些特点。The
first thing that we have to understand about these unconditional covenants is that they are literal covenants. They are literal covenants, and their contents must be interpreted literally as well.
然后我们看到他这些立的约的话，其实是有个文字的约或者字义上的约。所以在我们在解释神和我们所立的约的话，我们将按照字义来解释。So
there, when it comes to the interpretation of the Bible, there tends to be a lot of debate on how we should interpret the Bible. But what we will find is that all of these covenants are very detailed and very specific, and they do not need any other interpretation in addition to what they already say.
我们在解释圣经的时候，我们经常会有很多的讨论，讨论该如何来解释圣经。但是我们看到神和我们所立的约的话，其实是非常的详细，而且是非常具体的。所以当我们在解释神所立的约的时候，我们就按照字义去解释，而不需要按照字义之外的含义来解释。
So the second thought that we want to just kind of have tucked away in the back of our mind about these unconditional covenants is that the covenants that God has made with Israel are eternal.They're everlasting, and they're not in any way restricted or altered by time.
那第二个特点的话，我们看到神所立这些约和以色列民所立的约是永久的约，而且是不受限制的，也不会改变的约。
The third thought here is that it's really important for us to reemphasize in our own understanding that these are unconditional covenants that were not retracted.Because of Israel's disobedience.
那第三个我们要想重复的重点的重复的就是所立的这些无条件的约，他们并不会因为以色列民的悖逆而被神所收回。
And so, as God was making covenants with His chosen people, with Israel, Israel, we know just by reading through Scripture that they were continually disobedient to God.
我们看到神与他所选的选民以色列民。立了约，但是我们看到通过圣经中，我们知道以色列立民其实他们时常背逆神。
But because many of these covenants were unconditional, they are totally dependent upon God for their fulfillment, and their ultimate fulfillment can be expected whether it's already happened or will someday happen.
但是因为这些所立的约都是无条件的约，所以它的完成的话，完全是由神来决定的。而且我们知道所有这些约的话他们或许已经实现了或许在不久的将或在将来会实现
Now the fourth thing that we should just kind of point out, we already know this, I've already said it, but these covenants, these unconditional covenants were made with a specific group of people. They were made with Israel, and Paul clarifies that in Romans chapter 9 and then again in Ephesians chapter 2 that these covenants that God made were clearly and distinctly for the people of Israel.
那么还有一个我们想要指出的是神所立这些约的话有些是和他特别的选民也就是以色列民所立的约这一点也在保罗在罗马书的第九章和在以弗所书的第二章也有这样很清楚的说明
and then just one more thing before we jump into specifically this Edenic covenant this next thought applies to all of the covenants the conditional and the unconditional covenants a covenant that God made with his peopleCan be signed, sealed, and made for a specific time in history.
那最后，在我们开始我们讲论伊甸园的约之前的话，我们再来看一下，还有一点是关于所有的这些约的一个特点，也就是所有的这些约，当它签署了以后，它可能是为了某一段的时间的签署。
But there's the but in this.It does not mean that all of the provisions of that covenant go immediately into effect.
但是这并不是说所有的这个约中所有的这些规定、这些条件都会立刻的生效。
And so we can find in Scripture that when we're looking at covenants, we find three different things that happen once this covenant that God has made with His people has been sealed.
所以当我们看到这个圣经中所立的约的时候，当这律约所立定的时候，有三个这样的现象。
First of all, some of the covenants that God made with His people went into immediate effect.
那第一的话就是有些约，当它一签署以后，它就立刻的生效。
Some of the covenants and the provisions that He made within those covenants go into effect in the near future, which could be, you know, 25 years away or even 500 years away.
那有一些的话，这个约的话呢，是会在不久的将来实现。也可能是25年之后，也可能是500年之后。
And then the third part of that is for us to know that some of the provisions that God supplies within His covenants with His people go into effect only in the distant prophetic future, and none of them have been fulfilled even to this moment that I'm speaking to you right now.
那有些约和有约中的规定的话，它只有在那遥远的、远的将来才会生效，而且直到今天还未实现。
Okay, you good with that? You good? I'm not going to give any quiz, so it's all right. All right. Okay. little pause there. All right, so let's get into this very first covenant. This is called the Edenic Covenant, and it's a great covenant that we can begin this brief series with.
让我们先来看看八条约中的第一条，也就是我们所说的伊甸园的约。
So the Edenic Covenant is also called the Covenant of Works.
那伊甸的约的话，我们也常常把它叫做是一个做工的约。Or
it's called the Covenant of Creation.
也可以讨论是一个创造的约。Or,
you ready? Okay, these are the theologians that are messing with us, okay? Or this Edenic Covenant sometimes has been called the Dispensation of Innocence.
或者是我们说的一个无罪的时代论的一个约。
And basically, this Edenic Covenant is an example of a conditional covenant because Adam, if we look to the scripture here, we would find that Adam was required to obey the terms of the covenant in order to not suffer the consequences of breaking it.
那这个约的话呢，是一个有条件的约，也就是说亚当他必须要能够守约，才能够避免毁，如果是毁约所带来的所有的惩罚。
And so what we have here in the open, we're going to read them here in a minute, but what we have here in the opening chapters of Genesis is where God makes some conditional promises to Adam of life and blessing.
那我们看到在这个创世纪的一开始的话，神就给亚当提了一些有条件的这样的应许。But
that promise is conditional because it's based on Adam's obedience to God's command not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and of evil.
这些应许的话都是有条件的，那条件就是亚当他们不能吃分辨善恶树上的果子。
And if we think about it, if we put it on kind of a big grand scale of events, this covenant is the covenant that plays a significant role in the unfolding of God's plan of redemption.
我们从一个更高的角度来看，我们看到这样的一个约对于神的救恩的计划的展开，有着很重大的作用。
And it shows to us that we, man, has this inability to maintain a right relationship with God even when he was in earthly paradise as Adam was. Remember that? And that God had created for him.
这就告诉我们说，我们其实我们人真的是没有办法和神维持一个正常良好的关系，即使在神所给亚当所创造的那个像天堂一样的地方。
And so in this story, in this covenant, we find that Adam's sin broke this conditional covenant. Remember, the conditional covenant is, if you will do this, God says, I will do this. And Adam's sin broke this conditional covenant with God and left man, you and I, in a fallen state.
我们看到因为这个约是有条件的约，所以当亚当他犯罪的时候，他就让人类处于一种堕落的状态当中。
But in that process, because God loves us, he would soon make a second unconditional covenant of redemption with both Adam and Eve, and guess what, thank God, with us. And that's what we're going to be looking at next month.
这是因为亚当他的犯罪，他毁了与神所立的这个有条件的约。那神因为出于爱的缘故，很快就和亚当夏娃。
All right, so if you have your Bibles or your worship folder, I want to encourage you, we're going to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, and then Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 70, and that's what will be our text this afternoon.
好，那我们今天我们要引用的经文的话，在创世纪的第一章的26到30节和第二章的15到17节，也印在了周报的背后。
All right, so Genesis chapter 1, here's what it says. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神说照着我们的形象，是按照我们的样式造人，神造就照着自己形象造人，乃是造他的形象，造男造女。 神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上的各样的活物。”
And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food.
神说看了我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做食物至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟并各样爬在地上与所有生命的物我将青草赐给他们做食物事就这样成了
And then Genesis 2 this is what it says The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it and the Lord God commanded the man saying you must surely or you may surely eat of every tree in the garden But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
创世纪的第二章十五到十七节说道：耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分辨三恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And so in this conditional covenant that God made with Adam, there are some requirements that Adam had to fulfill. And so for the next little bit of our time here, let's look at the seven requirements of this Edenic covenant that God made with Adam.
所以我们看到神和亚当所立的第一个约是有条件的约，其中有七个条件需要亚当来遵循。
So the first requirement right out of the gates that God made with man or for man is to make sure that man is replenishing the earth.
那第一个条件的话就是神要亚当要人来充满这个世界。
And what that means for us is that we are to fill the earth with influence and the order of mankind. Simply, we are to multiply and be fruitful.
就说我们要在这世界上充满人类，我们要生养众多，遍满地面。
Now, there are probably a couple of things that we should take notice of here in another version of Scripture. Maybe yours says it, maybe yours doesn't. We didn't use the one today, but there's this word called replenish that we want to look at.
那我们看看今天我们这个圣经当中可能用的是不同的这个版本。有些这个圣经的经文用了一个词，就是一个补充的这样的一个词。
So this word replenish, some theologians, some people argue that before Adam, the earth was populated, get this, by another race of people who were destroyed in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
因为用了补充这个词的话，所以有些神学家他们认为，在亚当之前的话，这个地球上有居住着其他的一个另外的一个人类，而这个人类的话，在创世纪的第一章一节和一章二节之间的这段时间被毁灭。
And so this command that we find in Scripture to replenish would indicate to us that maybe Adam was responsible to refill, okay? It's been filled once, but to refill the earth with new people.
用了这个补充这个词的话，所以让一些人认为，好像神的命令是要亚当用新的人来重新的来充满这个世界。
Now, if we look at the context, okay? If we look at the context, and if we look at the use of the word replenish, in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, this theory about replenishing, refilling the earth with new people, really has some merit.
那我们来看看这个词它所使用的这个背景，而且看看在创世纪的第九章第一节也用到同样的这个词，我们可以理解这些人的这样的一个看法也是有一定的道理。
But if we look at the Bible as a whole, the Bible nowhere mentions any pre-Adam race other than the sons of God who were angels.
但是如果我们从整个圣经的观点来看的话，在整个圣经当中，从来没有提到过有在亚当之前的人类的这样的存在，除了天使以外。
And then what happens so frequently for us is that when we see a prefix like re, we just automatically assume that it implies the idea of doing something again. And so often this is the case, but sometimes it's not.
因为我们用的这个看到这个词这个补充这个词里面有前面的一个前缀，这个前缀这个字的话常常是要表征再一次或者重新的这样的一个意思，但是这样的想法却并不总是正确。
So the Oxford English Dictionary tells us that the definition of replenish up until the year 1612 just simply meant to fill or to stock up or to inhabit.
像我们这里用的这个补充的这个词的话，根据牛津的英文字典，在1612年之前，它所有的意思其实就只是一个居住。充满充实的意思。
And so if we look at just some history stuff, I hope you like this stuff, but it's bumped up for me. But at the time of the translation of the King James Version in 1611, there was no element of refilling that accompanied the word replenish.
那我们知道这个在 King James 这个版本的圣经, 它的翻译是1611年, 在那个时候, replenish 这个词的话, 并没有任何一个重新或者补充的这样的一个意义在里面。
Okay, so there might be some of our translations that say replenish, but the translation I use today said what? Be fruitful and multiply.
所以可能有不同的圣经有不同, 用不同的词, 有些圣经用replenish这个词, 但是我们用的这个, 今天我们用的话是就是 生养众多这样的一个字。
And it's this phrase, be fruitful and multiply, that really is a bit more accurate to the intent of the word replenish.
其实而且生养众多,遍满地面这样的一个词的话, 更加符合我们的经文当中的意思。
And so basically, I mean, we understand this, right? I mean, basically, we're told to go and reproduce.
我想大家我们都能够明白, 这个地方神所给我们的一个使命就是要生养众多。
So the earth was created for the purpose of being the habitation of man, and then man was created on the sixth day.
我们看到根据经文，我们看到地球其实就是为了人类所创造的一个居所。那我们人类的话是在神的创造的最后一天，就是第六天所创造而成。And
man, Adam, now you and I, was told to populate the earth, and so the increase in population is part of Adam's commission. It's part of Adam's responsibility. The earth was to be filled simply with humanity.
所以我们看到生养众多，遍满地面的话，是神给亚当的一个使命。
Now the second requirement of this Edenic covenant is this: man is to subdue the earth.
那第二个要求的话，就是要亚当要治理之地。So
the word subdue literally means to enslave.
这里这个要治理这地的话，其实也就是要奴役来管辖的意思。And
so prior to this covenant that God made with Adam, authority over the earth had been given to Satan.
那在神所把这样的一个使命交给亚当之前的话，其实管理这地的使命是神交给了撒旦。
Well, how could that be? Well, Ezekiel chapter 28 tells us that.
我们可能会觉得非常的刺激，这怎么可能呢？但是其实在以西结书的第28章有这样的记载。
But what happened was this: when Satan fell, he lost all of his authority over the earth.
但是因为撒旦的堕落，他已经失去了管理地球的所有的权柄。And
that's the reason Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 describes the earth as being covered by water and darkness, being over the face of the deep.
这也就是为什么在创世纪的第一章第二节有这样形容地球，说是地是空虚混沌，被水所覆盖，渊面黑暗。And
what was happening there was God was beginning to form and to mold and to customize the earth in order to make it habitable for man. And this time he would give man the authority over all the earth.
我们看到神开始要来改变这个地球，让它更适合人类的居住。 而且在这个时候，我们也看到神把管理治理地这地的这个权柄交给了人。So
man was to subdue the earth. He was to use the natural resources and the energies of the earth that God had provided for him.
所以我们看到人有这样的一个使命，要来治理这地，也要来使用神所赐给他们的一切的自然的资源能量。And
it's in this term where man is required to learn and to study the physical sciences for their practical benefit, and we are to use both the invisible resources, electricity, gravity, wind, solar rays, magnetism, and all that stuff, as well as the visible resources.
也就正是因为在根据这节圣经，我们也看到，我们人类其实我们要为了得到一些实际的应用的好处，我们要来学习各样的物理的知识。 这样我们才能够使用，不论是一些看不见的一些资源，或者是一些可以看得见的资源。And
we're to use those resources for our benefit, for mankind's benefit.
让我们使用这些资源的话，也是为了我们人类的好处。All
right, so the third requirement in this conditional covenant is this: man is to not only subdue the earth, but man is to rule over all living things.
不但如此呢，第三个条件的话，我们人不但是要能够治理这地，也同样要来管理地上一切的活物。
And what this means is this: that we are to have dominion over the animal creation.
那也就表示说我们对这世界上神所造的一切的活物我们都享有管理的权利。
And so we know that God is sovereign and God has sovereign power over all of his creation, but what he's done here for us is that he's delegated that authority to us to have dominion over the animals.
当然我们知道神对于他所造的一切都有最高的主权，那我们也看到神将他治理一切活物管理一切活物的权柄也交托给了我们人。
We actually can find in Psalms 8 verse 6 where David kind of reinforces this truth as he testifies that God has made mankind as the ruler over the works of your hands.
好，那我们在诗篇的第八章的话，我们也看到啊，神将管理这地管理这地上所有的所造的一切的活物的权柄交给了人。
Now.Can we rule over the animals of this earth without any boundaries, without any guidelines? No.
是不是这就意味着我们可以毫无顾忌的、完全没有限制的去管理这个地上的活物呢？
The authority that God has delegated to us to rule over the animals comes with a responsibility to rule well.
这答案是否定的。神给了我们这样的一个治理的权利，也就告诉我们说，我们要有治理好。的一个这样的责任。
And so when God gave humanity dominion over the animals, it was in order to care for and to tend to and to use those animals to their fullest potential.
也表示说人我们神给了我们这样的权柄，要我们来合理的去管理、去看顾所有一切所神所造的一切的活物，好让他们尽到他们最大的功用。
And to do that.In a just way, in a just manner.
那我们在这样做的时候，我们要用一个合理的方式去行。
And so at the time that God gave mankind this dominion, this responsibility to rule over the animals, humans did not eat meat. Genesis 1:29 tells us that.
而且在那个时候，当神把管理这一切的活物的权柄给人类的时候，那时候人类他们其实并不吃肉食。
And so eating meat for us.Did not begin until after the flood, which is Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, that we can find that out.
我们看到在创世纪一章二十九节，在那个时候，人类并不吃肉食。而人吃肉食的开始的话，是根据圣经是在创世纪的第九章第一节到第三节。
Now, interestingly enough, it was at this time when the animals that ruled over all the earth, that walked over all the earth, now started to fear humans.
也就是在那个时候，我们才看到。在世界上的所有的这些动物、活物，他们在那个时候才开始来惧怕人类。
So, although God changed the way that we kind of interact with animals and that they are now meat for us, we still have this responsibility to care for and to treat animals humanely.
尽管神已经改变了我们和动物之间的一个关系，现在这些动物的话可以成为我们餐桌上的食物。但是我们同样的还是有这样的一个责任，我们必须要用一个人道、一个呵护的方式来对待、来看顾这些动物。
And this dominion over animals should always include a humane management of them as the resource that God has ordained them to be.
所以我们在对待他们的时候，我们要用一个人性化的方式来对待、使用他们，按照神的旨意，使他们成为我们可用的资源。
And we have to fulfill our duty.Our responsibility, the authority that God has given to us to manage the earth wisely until that time when the Bible tells us that the wolf will lie down with the lamb in the kingdom of Christ.
我要尽我们的职责去好好的管理这个世界，也只有等到那一天，直到豺狼和在基督的国度里和绵羊羔同居的日子。
All right, so the fourth requirement of this covenant is that man is restricted to a vegetarian diet.
在那个时候的这第三条的这个要求的话，是人也是亚当他要完全的是素食。
At this point in history, man was to be a vegetarian, and there was nothing in this covenant that allowed him to eat of the animal kingdom, although he was to exercise authority over it.
所以在那个时刻的话。人类是素食的，尽管神将管理动物的权柄交给了人，但是在那个时候却并不允许人去吃肉。
In fact, we could find that there was no blood of any kind that should have been shed for the nourishment of man, and so man was to eat seeds, he was to eat herbs and fruits and leaves, And thank God that changed as a part of the covenant when Noah came around, because I like some meat, don't you?
在那个时候哈，没有任何动物的血可以流洒，为了好像人类的好处。在那个时候，人类根据圣经的记载的话，是吃各样的种子、各样的果实，或者是各样的叶子。真的是感谢神啊！神在和诺亚立约以后，把这一切都改变了。
So the fifth requirement here, we can find it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, is that man must work.
那第五个要求的话，在创世纪的第二章十五节，我们可以看到，就是人需要做工。
And so Adam was given this responsibility to dress and to keep the Garden of Eden.
那亚当有这样的一个责任，他需要去修理，去看守伊甸园。
And it's important for us to make sure that as God commanded the requirement that we work when we're able to, that the Bible speaks a lot about work, and I pulled out a few verses that speak to this idea.
那所以也是神的一个这样的一个教导，对我们来说也是非常的重要。我们要在我们还能够工作的时候，我们要来尽力的做工。在圣经当中也有很多的经文来讨论关于人要做工这样的一个真理。
There are just over 55 verses in Scripture that specifically speak into this idea of making sure that you and I work.
在圣经当中大概有55条的这样的经文，是特别的和人要做工有关。
Colossians 3:23 tells us, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men."
在哥罗西书的第三章十三节说到，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Proverbs 12:11 says, "Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense."
在箴言的十二章的十一节说，耕种自己田地的必得饱食，追随虚浮的却是无知。
2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "The one who is unwilling to work will not eat."
在帖后的第三章十节说，我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭。
And there's a ton of scriptures that speak to this idea and this responsibility that we are to work, because it was part of the covenant that God made with Adam, and it continues on to us.
有很多的经文都是关于我们人要做工，而且这是神与亚当所立的约，也传给了我们。
Even in man's fallen state, we are notto lead a life of just pure leisure.
即使在人还没有堕落之前的话，其实人类也过着并不是一个完全过着一个消遣的一个日子。
Work, God instituted this for us. Work was a part of the human ethic even before the fall of Adam and Eve.
神告诉我们说，其实做工是我们所有的人类的一个伦理的一个部分。
And the only difference, if we read through Scripture, we'll find this. And the only difference.In this work was that before the fall, the work was easy and the land would produce easily. After the fall, it was very difficult.
我想唯一的差别就是在人类堕落之前，人类所做的工本是轻省的，而且地的出产也是丰富的。但是人类堕落以后，却要汗流浃背才可糊口。
Now, the sixth and the seventh requirements, we're actually going to take a closer look at next month, but let me share them with you real quick and then we'll pray and head out.
那我们这个第六个条件和第七个要求的话呢，我们今天只会简短的提到，我们在下次会花更多的时间来讲述。
The sixth requirement here was that man, Adam, was forbidden to eat from the tree of knowledge.
那第六个条件就是，亚当被禁止去吃分别善恶树上的果子。
The seventh requirement is that there would be a penalty of death for disobedience.
那第七个这样的要求就是，如果没有遵循这样第六条所讲的要求的话，就会带来死亡的结果。
And we know what happened here in the story. Adam and Eve were disobedient, and it's this one act of disobedience that is carried through to us, and we too will die spiritually if there's not an option of reconciliation and redemption.
我们看到亚当，我们都知道亚当他悖逆，而且因为亚当他们的悖逆，这样的一个后果一代代的传了下来。如果没有救赎的话，我们就没有机会和神重新和好。
And so the second part of God's covenant that He made with Adam is a covenant of redemption and of renewal and of restoration that we too get to experience with our Creator.
所以神和亚当所立的这个第二个约的话，就是一个救赎的约，一个更新的约， 可以让我们重新和神和好的约。
And we'll take a look at that again next month.
好，那下个月的话，我们会花时间来详细的看。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we just thank you for our time here this morning.
主，我们为着今天早上的时，今天的时间，我们献上我们的感谢。
We thank you, God, for the opportunity to come in and to fellowship and to sing together.
好，我们真的是感谢给我们这样的时间，我们可以一起有交通，我们可以一起来唱那赞美的诗。
We thank you, God, for the opportunity to share at the table, the communion table, with each other and with you.
好，我们也感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们可以能够在这饼、这桌、这饼、这杯前和你有美好的连接。
And we thank you for the opportunity to break open your word and to see some of the finer details of your word and what it means and how we can apply it to our lives.
好，我们也谢谢你，谢谢你把你的话语向我们打开，好让我们能够明白你话语中的一切的细节，能够应用在我们的生活当中。
And so, God, I pray that you'd be with us as we leave this place here in just a few moments.
主，我们也求你，当我们离开这个地方的时候，继续与我们的同在。
And bless our time as we fellowship together downstairs.
啊，也保守我们等下在下面的一些啊，我们团契的时间。
In your name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.